Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Yom Adaf Ayin Gimel Amud Bet, about to begin our study of the final parak of Yom Kippur of Masachet Yoma, known as Parak Yom HaKippurim, which, as I've mentioned several times before, is the only parak devoted to the practical aspects of Yom Kippur in a non-Mikdash era, and focuses on Yom Kippur as it is practiced outside of the Mikdash. Yom Kippurim asur ba'achila u'vishtiya u'rechitza u'sicha u'nalat asada u'tashmish hamita. There are six items listed here that are prohibited on Yom Kippur: eating, drinking, bathing, anointing, wearing shoes, and having relations. V'amelech v'kala yichatzu at pneihem, but a king and a new bride may wash the face. We are going to go back to that exception of Melech Vakala and the rest of Mishnah Aleph and the beginning of Mishnah Bet, which is also here, much later on when the Gemara turns its attention to it. But in the meantime, we will discuss the essential inuyim, or prohibitions, or afflictions, as it were, of Yom Kippur as presented in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Asur and Oshkaretu. Why does the Mishnah say Yom Kippur Asur? After all, there's a much greater issue here, which is the punishment of karet. So it says it's there to tell you that half a shir, meaning less than the prescribed amount of eating or drinking, is still asur. That works according to the opinion, and we'll see the machloket in a minute, that says half a shir is asur min ha-Torah. What will you say according to the opinion who says that min haTorah only the full shiur is asur? So the Yitmar chatzis shiur, Rabbi Yochanan amar asur min haTorah. There we go. Rabbi Yochanan says it's asur min haTorah. There's just no punishment till you have the full shiur. Shlokish amar mutam min haTorah. Kanuch Rabbi Yochanan, or shlokish ma'ikal lemeimar. So the answer is mutar. Shlokish asur min rabbanan. Shlokish doesn't think it's mutar to have less than a shiur. Min rabbanan it's asur. So therefore the word asur is fine. But if that's the case, then why does Rish Lakish say you're chayav for korban shvua? Let's see how it works. Alamatnan. With the Mishnah in Shvuot, shvua shelo ochal, if you take a shvua not to eat. And you ate things that you're not allowed to eat. Chayav. You're chayav because you violated the general shvua of not eating. Remember, if you take a shvua not to eat nevelot, it's not chal because we're already mushba v'omer b'har Sinai. Rabbi Shimon poter. So let's see how this works. But the Rayu chayav here because you made a general shvua not to eat, that included things that were otherwise permitted. So when you ate forbidden foods, you violated shvua not to eat. Vavinan by my chayav mushba v'omer b'har Sinai. Why are you chayav? After all, you were already bound by shvua not to eat those things from our Sinai. All three of them said, you said, I won't eat cheese and nevelot. So you included things that are mutar. Or just, I won't eat. He says, it will only work if you say, I'm not going to eat a chatzishir. Right? Or without saying anything, and according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that when you take a shvua, it binds you to even the smallest amount. So therefore, since midoraita, you're not bound to avoid less than a kazayit of a nevela, let's say, therefore it's chal. So your thought is, since midoraita, you're allowed to have less than a shir, therefore the shvua is chal. If that's the case, after all, the halacha of shvua ta'edut, the shvua that you administer to recalcitrant, reluctant edim, doesn't work except unless they're edim who may testify. Who's excluded? Melech can't be made. That's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yaakov says it excludes the Masachei Bekubia who meet the Oraita can testify. So you see that a shvua is not chal on someone who midoraita it would work, but midoravanan can't, which means now the inverse here. According to Resh Lakish, if half a shir is asur midoravanan, then the shvua should not be chal not to eat nevelot. The answer is that the two are not alike. Shani hatam damar kra imlo yagid v'alav bar hagara uklal. The Torah says that if a fellow refused to testify, then he buries his sin. That means it has to be somebody who could testify. And this guy, it doesn't matter whether it's Doraita or Rabbanan, in matter of fact, won't be able to testify. This Masachai Pekubia, and therefore he's not included. However, if you have a half a piece of, half a kazayit of Nevela, which according to Rish Lakish, mid Doraita is mutar, which means there's no shvuah affecting it, and you take a shvuah not to eat that half a kazayit, it is chal, because it's only Asur mid Rabbanan. Okay, now we'll go back to our original question, which is why the Mishnah say Asur instead of Karet. What, we never use the word Asur when there's something bigger lurking behind it? Even though our Mishnah lists things that are Asur, the Karet only applies to eating, drinking, and Malacha. So Achi Kamar, the answer is Kshamru Asur Lamru Elabakhatsi Shiur. This is how we mean to parse it. The word Asur only applies to Chatsi Shiur, but Kashiur Anosh Karet. If you do a Kashir, then it's more than Karet. But even Karet only applies to those three things, really two things. Right, Emakitani Asur, the other way to say it is Asur is Ashara, that Asur really applies to Nilata Sandan, Rachitz, etc. And not Achilashtiya. Tanu Rabba Rav Yosef Bishar Sifrei Devei Rav Minayim Leim HaKippur Shasur B'chitzel V'sicham Not HaSundat Shemishar Mitat Amalomar Shabbaton Shvot, because they used a different source for the other Isurim besides Malacha and Achilan Shtia, which comes from V'initem. Okay, Gufa Chatzi Shir V'yochal Amar Asur Minat Torah Shalak Shabbat Muntah Minat Torah. Let's go back and analyze this machloket. Since this half a kazayit plus another half a kazayit would be enough to make a shir, therefore you're eating something asur. Why? The Torah says you can't eat less than a kazayit, it's not eating, or whatever the shir is. It's a challenge. I only know that that which there is a punishment is included in the prohibition. Koi v'chatzi shir hoil ve'enu va'onesh echol enu b'tol azara. A koi, which is an animal which is unclear if it's a behema or a chaya, and there's a big machloket about whether koi was treated like a sofek behema, sofek chaya, or a bria b'fnei atzva, some sort of unique character. But if we say it's sofek chaya, sofek behema, then you're not allowed to eat the chaylev. But if you eat the chaylev, then you're patur because it might be a chaya. Alright, so therefore, however, eno ba'onesh, there's no onesh for chatzi shir, yachol eno ba'zara, I might think it's not forbidden, Talmud lomar, kol chaylev, which means that the Torah forbids even eating the smallest about a chaylev. And therefore you see chatzi shir asur min haTorah. And the answer to that is to midrabanan, across machta bi'alma, really the isur is drabanan, and the pasuk is just used as an asmachta. Achanam is Tabra, and Rish Lakish could prove it. Sagdadach Doraita, Koi is fake. Koi is not a Safek. Starech Krela, Tuye is fake. Koi is a Safek. You don't need a Pasuk to address a Safek. So, Im Shumha, Lo Iria. That doesn't prove anything. Kasavri, that Koi, Briya Bifrin Atzmahu, then they could have the opinion that a Koi is an independent piece and not a Safek. Lotemachi, Adam Ravidi Baravin, Av Kola, Tuye Koi. How could Ravidi Baravin say, Af Kol, meaning kol chelev, is there to include a koi? Koi sfeiko, sarach kol abuy sfeika. It must be, from that perspective, that koi really is a unique character and not a suffix. And the Torah, with the word kol, is saying even that unique, weird character of a koi is included in the isur of chelev. Al briashani, acham briashani. So therefore, it must be that it's a unique character, and that is why it is treated differently. Okay, we'll pause at this point and we'll pick it up with a series of, first of all, an analysis of where we get the Inuyim from, and then we will go from there to some fascinating agadot about eating. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.